CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. European leaders have clinched a deal they hope will mark a turning point in their two-year debt crisis. After a night of tense negotiations, they agreed to have banks take bigger losses on Greece's debts and to boost the region's weapons against the market turmoil. As part of the deal, private creditors have to accept a 50% cut in the value of the Greek government debt they hold,and the bailout fund would be increased to 1 trillion euros from the current 440 billion. The strategy was unveiled early Thursday morning after 10 hours of tense negotiations. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde.
It's been a very laborious work, but it's been worth the effort, because what we have at the end of the day is a comprehensive plan which includes all the ingredients.
The euro surged on the news of the full plan, an early sign that investors may welcome it. Authorities in Thailand have ordered a five-day holiday to allow residents of Bangkok to leave the capital ahead of expected mass flooding. The city's bus and train stations and many roads are jammed by thousands of people attempting to flee. Prime Minister Ing Lak Chinawat has warned that all parts of Bangkok are now vulnerable to flooding.People in several northern districts, some of which are now 90% submerged by rising waters, have been told they should evacuate immediately. Turkey is now seeking foreign aid to help the country cope with the aftermath of Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. A Turkish news agency is reporting that the government now believes it's going to need assistance for both reconstruction and temporary accommodation for the thousands who have been left homeless.Turkey has rejected any foreign aid until now. Israel, Japan and Ukraine are said to be ready to send aid, with the Israeli government claiming that the Turkish side has already sent in a request for assistance. So far, more than 480 people are confirmed dead in the quake, with 1,600 reported as injured.Former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, who is being sought by the International Criminal Court, has been spotted in the northern part of Niger.Military sources say Saif al-Islam, who was being escorted by pro-Gaddafi fighters, has already established contacts with Niger's armed forces in the region. Saif al-Islam and his brother-in-law, Abdullah al-Sanusi, are being sought by the ICC for committing crimes against humanity. A gas blast at a coal mine in central China's Henan province has killed at least 7 miners. 11 others remain missing.The blast hit the mine in Jiaozuo City early today when 18 workers were in a shaft. Rescue work is underway. Also in Henan province, an extensive manhunt is underway for an escaped prisoner. 23-year-old Dong Yunhai, who was serving the fifth year of a 14-year sentence for robbery, escaped from the Yubei prison in Xinjiang City on Tuesday. The prison authority has declined to give further details on the means of his escape.China has pledged to strengthen legislation on developing socialist democracy. According to a white paper released by the Chinese government, this is to meet the requirements of actively yet steadily advancing political reform in the country. It says China will improve legal institutions concerning election, self-government among people at the grassroots level, and organization of state organs.In addition, the country also plans to improve the legal system concerning the exercise of power by state organs and the punishment and prevention of corruption. Chinese authorities have closed more than 7,000 enterprises for polluting the environment over the past 5 years. Official data show more than 80,000 cases of violation of environmental protection laws were investigated during the period. China has established a system of national environmental protection standards,and had implemented over 1,300 national environmental protection standards by the end of 2010. Brazilian Sports Minister Orlando Silva has resigned after being accused of corruption. He has denied accusations that he helped arrange kickbacks worth millions of dollars from a fund to promote sport for poor children. Silva was in charge of preparing for the 2014 World Cup and the 2016 Olympics.He is the fifth cabinet minister to leave office amid corruption allegations since President Dilma Rousseff took office in January. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.